are the 1, 2, 3
Sore Losers!
Hell yeah, we are! Hell yeah, we are!
What up, everybody? I am Lunchbox. I know the most about sports, so I give you the sports facts, my sports opinions, because I'm pretty much a sports genius.
He tried to Eurostep your ass.
But I got him, though. I was on him, dude. I was on him like Richard Sherman. You going left? I'm going left.
Oh, Patrick Beverly, right. Baby.
Come on. What's up, everyone? I'm Eddie, and I know the least about sports, but I'm your average sports fan, your sports watcher. I just don't know the who's. Or the what's.
Hey, y'all, it's SZA. I'm from the North. I'm an alpha male, and you guys know I don't drink the beer. I shotgun it, and I don't shotgun beer. I shotgun White Claw. If you do the same, hashtag it, sore loser shotgun. Let's get them going again. You guys have kind of died off a little bit. Let's go!
It's a new year. We need a new year. We need new shotguns.
Hey,
what's the guy's Froggy? Dial hadn't done one in a while.
Are you Dial usually does them on the golf course, but it's wintertime.
Are you
he lives
we
in
got
Florida.
Some,
oh, yeah.
Hey, we got some listeners dropping off?
No, I'm saying they haven't.
Do we?
Have you guys heard from Dial in a while?
No, I'm saying about the shotguns.
I haven't heard from Mo in a while.
I thought the same thing yesterday.
Like, seriously, Mo's kind of, I hope he's okay.
You think he has coronavirus?
Oh, gosh. Maybe he got a letter from China.
Oh, no.
And he delivered it and it had corona on it.
Have you guys heard from Lox recently?
Yeah, he tweeted something.
Yeah. Lox is alive.
Hey, he said that you guys are good.
We are.
Okay.
You guys are back to being friends.
Yeah, it's because the t-shirt burning.
What made you guys...
My fiance was upset about him burning our faces. Me and him talked about it. We're good now.
I can't believe she really is bothered by that.
But hold on. If your fiance is bothered by it, why are you bothered by it?
Because they're one in the same now.
Coach,
next thing you know, he's gonna have a Ray and Bay Twitter.
Coach, if
they're gonna buy Twitter,
a joint one,
yeah, joint Twitter, joint Facebook.
Coach, if your fiance's pissed about something, do you honestly say, "All right, I'm gonna back her up and I'm gonna be pissed"?
I thought that's what you're supposed to do in a relationship.
Stop.
Coach, you have to have your own mind.
Have you ever had a fiance before?
Yes.
Different rules. All of a sudden, you're pairing up. You have the same opinions. Now we're both Republicans.
Now we're both Republicans.
Just
like that.
I used to hate salmon. Now I love salmon.
Yeah.
Everything okay?
Yeah, yeah. Just look. I got a text. I was wondering
Coach, anytime you look at a text message like that, it's either a nudie or a message.
I mean,
you
leaned way over like it was breaking news.
No. I got an audio message, so I'll play it some.
Who the hell sent you an audio
Everybody
message?
Okay? Everything okay?
I think so.
Okay. And, you know, it's Super Bowl week.
Oh, we haven't talked about
that. No.
Wow.
But whoa. What about the Pro Bowl?
Coach.
Stop.
Coach, we're not going to talk about the Pro Bowl at all?
I think we can gloss over it.
I don't even know who won the Pro Bowl.
AFC.
AFC.
Great game, man.
I believe the over hit. It looked like high scoring.
No, here's my thing.
It was a good game. They didn't even tackle anyone.
It's been hard for me to get excited about the Super Bowl.
Because your teams aren't in
No. Because of what happened on Sunday. Like, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It feels like everything has come to a stop in the sports world. Like, this should be all about the Super Bowl week, and it's, you know what I mean? I mean, not saying that it's being handled the wrong way. I'm just saying it's hard. I haven't been able to get excited yet.
You know what I watched yesterday, and I watched it with the whole family, and it was kind of cool to watch again. It was Kobe's farewell game.
Oh.
They replayed it on ESPN, and we were watching it, and the kids were a little confused. They're just like, but what's he doing there? And it was like, no, this happened, you know, 4 years ago.
Coach, you confused the hell out of
them. Well, it's funny because they don't grasp it.
Right.
You know? But then they kind of watched it as if it was live, so they were kind of reliving what Kobe, you know,
everyone
else did when that was live. So that was kind of cool.
And an interesting video I saw online last night, and I think it was Mike Tirico, broke it down about how smart Gordon Hayward was in that game and the subtle move he made to say, Kobe, I'm going to give you another shot at 60 just in case. So Kobe is at the line for two free throws,
mm-hmm.
and he makes the first one to get to 59 points.
Gordon ties his shoe.
And he has one more left. So just before Kobe shoots it, Gordon Hayward steps in the lane for a lane violation just in case Kobe misses.
You think?
This is what – listen –
Come out and say he did that on purpose?
This is what Mike Tirico broke down and said, you know, it was such a subtle move And it was so like, okay, this guy, Gordon Hayward, gets it. He understands the gravity, the situation and the bigness of it. And what he did was just so, no one else will notice it, but he said it was just so smart.
I think he was a close game coacher.
Is that a thing, though, when some, yeah, like when it's someone's farewell or when it's a special game or whatever, is that a thing to just let them?
No, CeCe Sabathia, they damn splashed him for 5 runs last time he pitched.
I mean, he went out. He went out, yeah.
Coach, that's a great example.
He got hurt with that knee. He had to, let's go. I mean, he did weigh 600 pounds.
Like Big Poppy's last appearance at the plate. They didn't just throw him a nice little softball.
All-Star game, they did groove one. I believe it was to Jeter. And he hit it out.
All-Star game. Doesn't count.
No, that was Cal Ripken.
But so
was it Ripken?
It grooved it to his ass. He just about hit it out of the whole city, dude.
But Tirico really believes that that's what
I
Gordon
yes.
did.
It was pretty – it was interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a lot of cool videos and tributes once again last night going on. The Timberwolves, they went and put the basketball at the free throw line where Kobe passed Jordan. I mean, there was some emotional moments last night. And – Kobe was an we should remember him for being amazing, but I think there's also starting to be a little overreaction. Like, they're talking about changing the NBA logo to Kobe.
I'm all for that. And 400,000 people are, too.
What do you mean, like, there's the man? There's the man dribbling?
That's Jerry West.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes. His nickname is the logo.
Okay. Who did he play for?
I believe he played for, you'll have to look it up.
Coach, because
NBA
I,
stands for National Basketball Association.
Coach, I know that. Coach, but really, since I was a kid, I tried to imitate that pose.
Yes.
And I can't. I don't know how this Jim West guy did it.
Jerry
West. Coach, I would literally.
He played for the Lakers his whole career.
I would literally be in my backyard and I would get the basketball and I would try to put one foot in front of the other while still dribbling the ball. And I'm like, I can't do it. This can't be real.
Right. I think that we might be overreacting a little bit.
Okay. Maybe don't change the logo. So, but
what would that look like?
Let me show.
What's he going to be doing?
It's like him. You'll see it if you look at the...
Okay, Kobe NBA logo?
Yeah. Then also they're talking about, every NBA team should retire number 24.
I like that.
It's kind of
why?
Cool.
I do.
But my whole thing is,
so
why?
So it's the fadeaway shot?
Yeah.
I kind of like it.
So nobody again will ever wear the 24, just like Jackie Robinson.
But,
I don't think you can
why?
Wear...
Why would you retire 24 across the league?
He was an amazing player and just such a shocking thing.
Coach, to pay respect to someone that lost their life really early.
Right, but that doesn't mean you retire his jersey on every single team.
But he was one of the greats. He was one of the greats, and he lost his life earlier than most people do. So
anybody that
and it's something very simple, like no one can wear 24 again.
Yeah.
That's it.
But Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier. I get why you retire his number.
Right.
But it's something
Kobe
simple.
Bryant just played and was really good and one of the greatest of all times.
But it's also a thing where it's all relative. I mean, do you feel weird wearing the number 24? Probably.
If you're on the Lakers, yes. But 24 on the Mavericks, I mean, the Mavericks already said they're going to retire 24. But if you're on the Bulls and you wear 24, I mean, you maybe because you idolize Kobe, so you think, hey, I want to wear 24.
Yeah.
I think we're starting to overreact a little bit. Like, redoing the logo.
I don't see the harm in it, though.
Well, I'm not saying there's harm.
Yeah.
There's, if 24, there'd be 98 other numbers then.
Right. I mean, we can even go into the hundreds if they need to.
No, we cannot. No.
And there he is, number 180.
I mean, because the
coach, you leave it to the millennials. No. They'll be 100 and something.
Because when it's a foul, when it's a charge on number 126, he's going to go 126. I mean, that would take forever.
You know, coach, it's funny that you say that, but I really do. I think they did. I thought about this the other day. They probably do number people less than 5, huh? You can't be more than 5 for the fans.
You can be 95.
No,
you,
there's no 95.
Dennis Rodman, the worm, was 91.
Yeah.
But the ref has to do...
Because someone was already 10.
The ref has to do one hand, one number, and the other hand, the other number when he calls the foul.
Okay, coach. Yeah, coach, they do it because of the ref.
They have to, coach. What? There isn't anyone over 50.
Rafe LaFrance may have been 45. That's 45.
Coach,
yeah.
And when they do it like, bah, bah, hey, 51.
Yeah, there is no one in the sixes.
22.
That I can think of.
Coach, can you imagine? 84.
All right, coach.
I think that's got to be why they do it.
So they do it for the refs.
I would think so.
I think
I was at a college game the other day, and I saw him doing it. And I'm like, oh, I bet he'd be screwed if it was a 61. He's never done it because there is no 61. I'm like, boom, mind blown.
Right, because if he puts the 5-1, he's thinking
that's
51 or 15
or 15.
How does it go? Is it the right hand?
No,
is
coach. It's not Roman numerals. It's the big hand, big one left, and the other one, first one left, second one right.
Oh, first one's left.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't. I've never been a ref where I had to give numbers. So.
We may need to get a ref on for this.
No, I don't think we have a lot of people that are that dying to know about how the number breakdown
next
is.
Next time you go to a basketball game, watch them.
Yeah, but I just when I was seeing these stories, listen, Kobe was an amazing. What he's done was amazing. He was an incredible basketball player, but I understand he died tragically in a plane crash. But I don't think we need to overreact and start they're going to put a statue of him outside of Staples Center.
Love
yes.
it.
Cool. No, that's fine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He deserves one. He was going to get one anyway, even
yeah,
if he was
gotten
alive.
One anyway.
Yes. It's just, I just don't know about all these other things. Like,
I hear you.
If you want to name something like the
Coach.
All-Star MVP trophy after him, okay, that's fine. But I just
the
don't.
The logo?
The logo's just a little far, too. If anybody deserves the logo besides Jerry West,
Jordan.
It's Michael Jordan. Because in most
think,
eyes, he's the best basketball player of all time.
You think of people that suddenly die tragically.
Mm-hmm.
Musicians, actors, whatever, celebrities just
yeah.
in general. They do more things than they would normally do with someone that was the greatest at that art that died of natural causes. It's just natural.
Right.
That they do bigger things. And I think this is the first case that they thought of, wow, this we do need to pay some kind of tribute better than a statue to this man.
But we love to react to things. That's everybody's reaction. Man, this was the worst thing ever. I feel so bad. How can we do something? So that's why everybody's doing all this stuff and reacting.
Yeah,
I don't mind the NBA logo. I think that'd be cool. And plus, for that to be happen in my lifetime, like I don't know who Jim West is.
Jerry West.
Right. I don't know who that is. I don't know what the logo was, but I will always remember the NBA logo now. It's like, yeah, it's Kobe.
Did you guys see in Nashville they had billboards up, Kobe billboards?
Yeah, they did the bridge.
Who buys
purple.
That?
Purple. I don't know.
I did.
Okay. Now he bought.
It was in purple. Yeah. It was pretty dope. It was in
really?
Purple and it said legend. And then it had Kobe.
I wonder if just like a bunch of rich people get together and be like, hey, let's big basketball fans or something. Or
the
Preds.
The Titans
or the Titans.
Preds is what I would imagine.
Oh, okay.
A sports
athletic.
Franchise. Yes. The athletic community
okay.
probably got together and did something.
And the whole damn bridge, they made it purple and gold.
Yeah.
That's cool.
That's why I wish I still lived downtown. I used to take pictures of that. Can't do that
you
anymore.
You know, it's you can drive down there whenever you want.
Yeah, I mean, they have roads.
It's open.
But it used to be outside
24/7.
Of my window. Used to be outside with
lean out
the window. Or you could go to any news website
and
just take the picture and put it on your
phone.
They
weren't the same as my pictures.
Yeah, they're a lot better.
No.
Got them. Got them.
I mean, a lot better quality, a lot better everything.
The only time I was down there is when they painted it rainbow for Gay Pride. I was all supportive of it.
Did you take a picture of that?
No, I honestly was going to, and it was all...
It was too blurry.
Of course.
No, I'm saying it didn't come out properly.
But you just said that your pictures were...
The best.
I took
better
one
than the news' pictures,
they
you
did
said.
They did the bridge blue for the police. I took a picture of that. It was dope as hell. Then I tried to do the Gay Pride, and the rainbow color screwed it up.
I do kind of like how they change the colors for different things.
Dude,
it's
they do it
neat.
All the time.
It's pretty cool.
Titans, they're dominant. They make it whatever. Titans
we need
colors.
Our colors.
Sore losers.
What are our colors?
Why is the bridge dot?
Have you checked
in?
Out our shirts? ShopSoreLosers.com. I mean, yeah. We have red, blue, gray,
black.
Why is the bridge the color of a white claw? Oh, they did that for the sore
the
losers.
Sore
losers.
Losers
podcast. One of the best out there.
Why is there a bunch of cans with holes cut in them? They did that for the sore losers.
Man, I feel weird. Like so I do some work with a charity
yeah.
in Texas. And in my profile, they wrote my bio and everything.
And it doesn't say sore loser?
No, they did. And
good.
And I'm like...
They probably put host.
Professional podcaster, the sore losers. And I'm like, ah, oh, dang, man. Like, you know, we get kind of I don't know.
Would you just say it?
We say things sometimes.
Oh, the charity listens in?
Yeah, so like what if someone's didn't get involved with charity and we got
who cares?
We got Ray over here being like, put it in the butt. What? Smack that ass. What did you say?
You
No, I'm not worried about it. I was just like,
you don't think they're normal people that have those same just because you work for charity?
Oh, I don't know. Do the charity people say
crown their ass? Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you understand that people that work on charities are normal just like you, and they have conversations just like you and your friends.
Got him.
They talk about showering with your dad naked?
Yes.
Yeah, that was one episode.
Coach, that to me, I think, was our best episode.
It was pretty incredible. Hey, is your dad going to come to the bachelor party?
No.
What about your brother?
What about your brother, dude?
His work schedule, honestly. He's taking a trip to Disney, so I don't even think he can.
What's he going to Disney for?
He's got a wife and kids now.
He has kids?
Yeah, they're stepkids.
Oh, how old?
Okay.
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
They're your nephews and nieces.
Coach. It all just happened in July. That was a year ago.
Instant family.
Dude, you want to hear a crazy story?
Instant family, I'm in the clear.
I'll tell you a crazy story.
Go.
There's this guy named Batter's Box.
Oh, I don't have to click the Batter's
Box. Hold on. I mean, can you find it for me? Because
hey,
this,
everybody,
this story
I titled
is,
it properly now. Okay, here we go. Yeah. Up.
So he he is now married.
Yes.
And he has two stepchildren.
And one of his own?
And one of his own, okay? So when he first started dating his wife,
she didn't have any children?
No, they. She. What,
would
what?
You let him finish a sentence?
I was like, Nick, what? Jerry.
She had two children, obviously. So he dated her for at least two years before he even told my parents she had kids. I mean, she would come over and hang out with my parents.
Oh, as if she was just didn't have any kids.
Thanksgiving,
very
everything.
Interesting.
And then
did he do that because he was worried about what they would say?
I still have never asked him why.
You should. He's your brother.
Never asked him why.
If he's just dating her, maybe he didn't think he needed to bring it all into the table.
Well, they were together for a long time.
2 years.
Hey, Mom and Dad, I got two kids, actually, and we've been banging.
Like my brother was dating a girl in Germany, and straight up, he was like, yeah, she has a 9-year-old son.
Right.
Right off the bat.
Because here my parents were
maybe 11.
A little, I guess, upset.
Exactly. Way to be good on the age.
Instant family, Coach.
Because exactly. My parents were a little upset because they know this girl and really they know nothing about her because.
But that's your brother's fault.
Well, right. But that's what I'm saying. That's what it caused a bit. It was a little bit of a. And you want to know how my parents found out?
Oh, no.
When the kids were playing in the front yard?
It was Valentine's Day. And. My mom is on the phone with my brother and her or something.
She heard him in the background.
Nope. Nope.
Hey, Dad. Dad, I'm hungry.
And, no, this is crazy.
Well, say it.
She said, Happy Mother's Day to my mother.
Who said that?
My brother's girlfriend at the time. And my mom goes, oh, Happy Mother's Day to you too. Just kind of, you know, thinking, oh, she was hanging out with her mom, you know, whatever. And she goes, oh, so Batter's Box told you? About the boys?
Oh, my
God. She's like, boys? What boys? And that's how she found out.
And he was probably better buck. I was like,
and that's how the cookie crumbled.
Better box, not a big deal, though, right?
Well, not anymore, but, oh, man.
It's crazy, man. Like, you know, it's funny as like.
As adults.
Adults and parents. Like, you know, you start thinking, like. Our kids are going to get older, and then there's going to be a point where we're just going to have to accept whatever they tell us.
Right.
Whatever they tell us. Like for
example. You're a douche, Dad.
For example, my brother wants to move to Germany.
Wait, he's still dating this girl?
No.
Whoa, I thought that was a past experience.
So did I.
They're not dating anymore, but he wants to move to Germany anyway. Yeah, why would you say
that? I don't
know.
We'll delete that.
I literally didn't hear him say that.
We'll delete that.
1930. Love that.
Thank you.
So he wants to move to Germany, and I'm talking to my mom about it, like, hey, he's really going to do it. And she's just like, I know, I'm not happy about it, you know? Like, he's going to move to a different country across the world, not have anyone there, and we're not going to be able to see him, and, I'm not happy about it, but you know what? That's what he wants to do. It's what he wants to do. And it's like crazy. Oh, that's, I know that's the greatest answer as a, that a mom can have and a feeling.
But inside.
But inside, you got to be like, what are you thinking? Or like, you know what I mean?
And deep
like,
down.
And your mom's place, she's just like, what the? But she's cool with it. She's got to be cool with it. It is what it is.
Deep down, if he really moves to Germany, is that in your head like, man, I don't know if I'm ever going to see my brother again?
No. It would mean that I get to go to Germany.
Coach, you ain't going to Germany.
Coach, I've never been. I've never been.
Right. You're not going to Germany. You have four kids.
Yeah.
So you're not going to Germany.
I never realized this, but Eddie lives in fantasy world.
You're not going to Germany. Hey, here are your little backpacks. Let's pack them up. We're going to Germany, baby.
Do you know how expensive?
Hey, sprechen Sie Deutsch.
What are we eating for lunch, Dad? Sauerkraut.
You know how expensive it would be to go to Germany for six people?
Is it expensive?
Oh, my God. I'm just going to Google.
No, I probably wouldn't take all the kids. Let's be real. I would probably just go by myself and hang out.
So then a babysitter for four kids for a week.
Or have the in-laws.
My parents.
No, because your parents are going to want to go see him.
Well, we wouldn't all go together.
So when's he leaving?
I don't know. He just asked his job for a transfer.
Across the pond?
Well, it's a company that has offices over there, and the company here is like, we approve your transfer. Now they're looking for a position in Germany. But, I mean, it could happen in the next month or two.
Dude, I got to find
that
a job
is mind
with tropical
blowing.
Yeah.
Locations.
If you could live anywhere, because your job lets you, if you could live anywhere, where would you go?
Hawaii.
Nice.
Austin, Texas.
Okay, no. Hey, maybe you didn't hear me. Anywhere.
Austin, Texas.
I mean,
on Anderson Lane.
Right where I grew up. The house that built me.
That's a good song.
Yeah.
She sang that the other night in the concert.
I admire the fact that you are that close to family.
Yep, that's it.
Straight up. I know that's the only reason you want to go there.
Yes. Like, I it would be cool to live somewhere like awesome, like San Diego. You know what I mean?
San Diego.
But I would never see my family, and that's how it is now. And I would rather be around my family than live in a cool place.
You have us.
No, you guys are. Ray just moved to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Where would you go?
He's probably coming to Hawaii.
I'd probably move to Hawaii with Ray.
You would never see your family.
You know what I? What are you talking about? I don't see my family now, Coach.
Exactly. So you wouldn't want to be
and life
to your
is
family.
Good.
No, you would. Your
no,
your
no,
life
no,
would
no,
be
no,
so
no,
much
no,
better.
No.
Okay.
Look, I feel. I watch like.
Skinamax.
No. Some of these like those Home and Garden shows.
Pornhub.
Is it the the one where they're trying to buy houses in Bahamas or
fixer
whatever?
Upper.
Their second. Their
dream home. Or
dream
something,
home.
Whatever. And I think like God. You imagine living in Hawaii, owning a boat. I don't need a nice place. I just want a boat and a little house in Hawaii, and I would fish every freaking week.
Coach, those
okay,
people
every week. I thought you were going to say every day, and I was
couldn't
like,
do
see,
that.
See?
That's not realistic.
It's unrealistic. Fantasy. Yes,
every
there you go.
Every week, I'm bringing back a swordfish.
You know the people that have it figured out? The people that live in Hawaii. The people that live in Turks and Caicos.
Mahalo.
Those are the places you're supposed to live. You're never supposed to deal with this rat race. Whenever you can get out of this, get out of it. Because most of them don't even own vehicles. Dude, I've never seen people so happy. They're walking, we're in a vehicle, and we're like, do you want a ride? And they turn us down because they'd rather...
Yeah, because they're not going to get in their car with a bunch of strangers, you idiot.
Hawaii is very peaceful. Everyone there has a peaceful demeanor.
Oh, yeah.
Really? So there's no crime in Hawaii?
Sure, in the city.
In Honolulu.
In the city. That's the problem. City life. City life brings stress and rush and violence because everyone's just pissed off each other because they're all crammed
in
one
area.
Then
why don't you move out to the lake here?
Whoa. Have you been to Hawaii compared to Percy Priest Lake, Coach?
It doesn't matter. It's still out of the city.
I can't catch a mahi-mahi in Percy Priest.
I mean, you talk about this, I'm going to live where I can just relax. Then move outside the city.
I would.
Then do it.
I kind of do live outside the city a little bit. But
no, you do not.
Yeah.
You live smack dab next to a Target.
Away from the
hustle. I mean, that is not
and a Chili's.
Guess what they have
and
in Hawaii?
And a Logan's.
Guess what they have in Hawaii?
Target.
But the things in Hawaii are, though, kind of expensive.
Well, yeah, it's expensive.
Your average stuff, very expensive because they have to get it all from the mainland.
I wouldn't mind living in Florida.
No.
The weather. Oh, my dude, gosh. 24-7.
I still don't. Now that I don't live in the north, I don't understand people that live in the north. Why? Right. There's no reason to shovel snow.
Why do your parents live there?
Because my dad's job. That's the only reason. Trust me, my mom every day is like, oh, we're looking at places.
They can't log in
Florida? Where would they retire to? Like when you're
probably here and then maybe a place in Florida.
Okay.
So this would be their summer home and then the winter home's in Florida. But they don't need to be in Michigan. I don't. It was for his job, but when he retires, you're not tied
to that.
What
about your sister and brother? Have they ever talked about moving?
I mean, my brother works at the lumber mill, so no, he doesn't. My sister talks all the time, but she never
does. Your sister likes it here, huh?
Yeah, she loves it here. She's been down a ton.
Yeah, I know.
It's just interesting. That's an interesting thing to think about. Where would you go? But I mean,
no, you wherever your family lives. I get that.
That's it. I mean, there's just. I mean,
if my family lived in Austin, Texas, I would say Austin, Texas.
Right.
But I'm not going north.
I will say one thing. Your family did a phenomenal job. Whatever they did a phenomenal job. Because
what do you mean by that?
Because you're a good guy. You're a solid dude. Like great, got great values. You're responsible. Like you take care of yourself. You're solid in that point. But you also love them so much, where you want to be with them 24/7.
Coach, that's how you should be with your family.
What?
You should. Shouldn't you want to be around your family?
When we see my family, and this is no disrespect towards them, but after 3 days, we're like, get away from me. Like all of us feel that way. People just start going, hiding in their rooms. People just start doing other things alone. And they're just like, all right, I've had enough. We start arguing with each other. Me and my sister start arguing. Like, it just becomes a thing. And I'm like, now I know why it works that I've lived so far away.
No. We probably get on each other's nerves. But I'm saying I wouldn't live in the same block as my parents.
No, you would. You would be like, what's the Ray Romano show? Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, my God.
That, to me, is the example of your family.
He's 2 doors down.
Baptist is his brother.
I would never live out the back door to my in-laws or my parents' house. Like, I love them to death. But, yes, of course, when I go home for Christmas, every once in a while we do get on each other's nerves. But the fact that I get to see – I mean, it would just be so awesome to be able to have the cousins hang out together and, you know, do things and know each other. That's what I think is cool. And you're right. I always find it weird – when families don't get along and don't want to hang out with each other, I'm always like, that has to be the weirdest feeling in the world.
It's not a good feeling, yeah. Like, to me, I think we're all better off separated, even though my parents always wanted us together, but it was a, what do you call it? Like,
smorgasbord.
No, when they
smother you?
Yeah, smother. It was too smothering.
Smothered
like,
you?
The Mexican culture
swaddle
is,
you?
The Mexican culture is like, No. We Spank all
you?
Stay here. You stay here. You live here. Oh. You work here. You don't go anywhere else.
They locked you in a cage?
Coach.
You know what I mean.
Okay.
Like, we weren't supposed to leave where we were born and raised. Like, we were supposed to stay there because that's what everyone else did. But when I left, I was the first one to leave. And I left to Austin. And when I left... Then my
but
brother.
Wait, you went to college.
Yeah, but that was different because I was going for school and they were still paying.
Okay, so they expect you to move back.
Yeah, coach, you don't have to start with the Oregon Trail. Let's go.
Coach, and then my brother moved and then my sister moved. My parents were like, well, screw that. We're moving. So then they moved to San Antonio to be closer to us. And I'm like, I'm like, all right, I'm going to Nashville now. What are they going to move to? Memphis now? Like, that's kind of.
Or Tunica?
Oh, I would say, guys, come on. I would say, whenever we mention Tunica, get ready for that bachelor party, boys.
Coach, don't mention Tunica. Lunchbox is not happy.
I know. Hey, can I say this? If couples are divorced, if your parents are divorced, probably the family doesn't get along. If the parents stayed together, you really probably still do get along as a family, so your parents are still together.
Yeah.
It's odd that you're not all really good friends.
There's a lot of history where it's just like we all left the closeness of our family for a reason.
Also,
and then we get reminded by that when we get together during Christmas.
I do realize, I when I see my parents, and I'm like, man, you know how lucky I am that my parents are still together?
Yes.
Like, that would be, and my in-laws are still together. Like, they're still married. So it makes everything, like, I don't know how, like, people deal with that. I mean,
in divorced families.
Yeah.
Some people even look at it as like a bonus that they have two families. Four families, you know, whatever. Through the
so
I've heard people just explain it to me like that, where it's like, oh, it's great, man. I got two dads, like I've got two moms.
Coach, there's no way it's good, but yeah, sure.
People say that, coach, and then they believe it. And
Coach, we thought it was good too. My buddy goes, when we were in elementary school, he gets a Nintendo 64 from mom, a PlayStation from dad. That's cool. Well, 20 years later, he's screwed up in the head, Coach. You don't want your parents getting divorced.
I get that. No, I mean, be real. Yeah, it's probably not good. But
hey, but as a kid, he had two Nintendo gaming systems.
Right. I remember my wife and I were having problems, you know, like 15 years ago or 10 years ago. And I remember having a conversation with a guy, and he was just like, yeah, dude, my parents got divorced early, and it was the best thing that ever happened to me. And I was like, tell me more. Like, that's what I wanted to hear at the time, because me and my wife were having issues. I'm like, tell me more. Let me know how I can survive if we got a divorce. We already had a son.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, tell me more. And then as the more he talked, I'm like, no, that sounds terrible.
Yeah, see, the like, now that I have a kid,
I've considered a divorce.
I didn't want to tell you guys like this.
I do not know how people can go without seeing their kid ever. Like, mm-hmm. like there's just no...
There's a lot of selfishness involved.
It would be so hard to only be able to see your kid 3 days a week.
Yes, the fact that you can hate the person that you're divorcing so much that you're cool with not seeing your kid for 4 days. Mm. That's very impressive. If you're
and a lot of them I don't think are cool with it. I think it's just how it has to work out.
That sucks that it goes down like that.
Yes.
I think some are cool with it.
No, some are.
Like I knew a girl that I went to college with. Her dad, he disappeared for a long time. Then he'd show up and he'd hang out with her for a week and then disappear again for like 2 years and then come back and be like, hey, let's have dinner. And she's like, what the f- what is wrong with you? And he's just like, oh, what, you're mad at me? All right, see you later. I'll be back in 2 years. He was cool with it.
Oh, it's so weird.
He just wanted a party, man. He didn't want to grow up.
Yeah. You know who I'm mad at? DeMar DeRozan. The Spurs suck, guys. Like,
they don't look bad, though. Like
they don't look bad, but DeMar DeRozan, I was feeling bad for him. Like, the Raptors go and win the NBA title when they get rid of him. And I think part of the problem was DeMar DeRozan.
There you go.
I don't think he's not a clutch player.
You used to talk about this. You used to talk like this about Aldridge, too.
Well, I think.
You used to, about 3 years ago.
Well, about what?
Aldridge, lazy. We need to get rid of his ass. Yes, you would.
I didn't say lazy. He's soft. He's soft as Charmin.
Oh, to me, I was lazy.
L.A. is soft as Charmin. DeMar DeRozan misses more game-winning shots or free throws that will clinch the game, or last night he has a chance. All he has to do is make the free throw. Send it to overtime. Brick, we lose to the Bulls. Like,
are Spurs making the playoffs?
No. And well, they're fighting for the 8 seed right now with the Grizzlies and a couple other teams are right there.
That's our team,
the
baby.
The Pelicans.
But Grizzlies.
I got them on my damn TV. Good. I get two games, the Hawks and the Grizzlies.
I know, Atlanta and Memphis.
It's so...
The pass is free right now.
It is?
Yeah.
Coach,
I think the rest of this week.
Coach, how many days has it been?
Just this week.
I watched it Saturday.
But yes, it's very depressing. Like DeRozan, he may put up nice numbers and he may look good out there doing it, but watching him, he's not a clutch. He's just not clutch. He doesn't have ice water in his veins. Like when we're having all these Kobe tributes about how cold-blooded killer he is, DeMar DeRozan steps up last night and says, look, I am the exact opposite of cold-blooded killer. I'm cold-blooded. I'm going to poop my pants. I'm so scared up here. I have a chance to tie the game. Because he does it all the freaking time. So frustrating.
He got that off his chest.
Yes. Man.
You've been thinking about this one, huh?
The Houston Astros are in deep trouble.
Well, are they going to get removed from baseball?
No, they can't have trash cans in their stadium anymore.
Yeah, they're going
to just dump a bunch of all over the
they're
ground.
They're going to have a garbage issue. All the concessions are freaking out, man.
Coach, don't go to an Astros game. There's nowhere to throw crap away.
Guy's like, all right, I'm done with this beer. Where do I put it?
Have you seen the trash can? Whoa.
Whoa, we don't say that
I'm
word
not trying
around
to get kicked
here.
Out of the stadium. I'm not even kidding. Where's the trash can?
No, I'm serious. I need to get rid of this.
Coach,
where?
I need to throw this away.
Do you have at least a recycle bin? No!
Whoa. That counts too. We don't say that word.
There's been other mascots jocking around with it.
Can I take a picture? You're not allowed to have cameras in here. Let's go.
Hey, I'm going to go to center field, do some video stuff.
Whoa.
No, I want to see the stadium.
Nobody's allowed to center field with a video. Mm-mm.
Coach.
And.
What's their problem?
They hired Dusty Baker as their manager.
Who's he?
He doesn't believe.
Why do you get so disappointed with me? I don't know the who's or the what's what.
He was with the Cubs at one point.
He was with the Cubs, the Nationals, the Giants. He's been with everybody. But what he does is he doesn't believe in the bullpen. He wears your starters out. That's what happened with Kerry Wood, Mark Pryor. Freaking Dusty Baker rode them into the dirt. And that's what he does with starting pitching.
But
and
does now, it kind of work? Because why do people like that continue to do
because
what
this is
what
believe? This is what we do. We hire retreads. We don't hire anybody new. He's been the manager of so many damn teams, and now he's back with the Astros, and that is so bad for their pitching staff.
But can a GM, so bad for can a GM say, Mr. Baker, we're going to hire you, but can we not wear out our starters?
No, that's what I do. Take it or leave it.
Like, I mean, he just doesn't believe in the bullpen. Over. Just watch. He just maybe he's a changed man. Maybe he's had time to think about it.
Okay.
But he just rides the starters and doesn't use the bullpen. And by the end of the season, all the starters' arms are falling off. And that's why,
When a team's accused of cheating, though, are they, like, just beating a bunch of managers with a stick? Like, everyone wants to work for the Astros?
Here's the thing. There's only a certain amount of Major League Baseball teams, right? You can manage a Major League Baseball team. Sort of like the NFL. There's only 30 teams. Man, there's only 30 of those jobs. Even if it's the worst team, you're going to take that job usually.
Hey, Astros are about to go from first to worst. And we're all seeing it right in front of us.
That's a great rhyme.
They've said it before.
Okay. He didn't believe you made it up.
Coach, are you kidding me, Coach? You know the Astros. They're going to go from first to worst.
Wow, that was so deep.
Genius. I'd be shocked if Tuve hits over 200.
I'll bet you right now.
All right, make
it. Love it. Love it. Make the bet. No. Ray, you said it. Make the bet.
Coach, he's obviously. I would hope he's not in Major League Baseball if he hits less than 200.
So there's
a lot of guys. There's
you're right.
Guys, yeah. Now, my question
Ryan
is.
Ryan Howard, he was notorious for hitting 100.
Oh, my God.
Phillies?
The last couple years, yes.
I mean, dude, he just dropped off the planet and never played baseball.
That well, happens.
Did you see him getting out of in the World Series? He swung and he blew out his knee or whatever. He blew his ACL.
Yeah.
Like, oh. That's
I mean, he's just never been back.
That happens, man.
But like, if you go down to Florida, he's got a place on the beach. It is huge.
Well, you been there or what?
Ryan Howard?
I've driven by it, yeah.
You driven by it?
Yeah.
Hey, who's our guy that couldn't get a hit last year and went so many games? He played for Baltimore.
Oh, man. Don't. Davis.
Mencine?
Davis. No, Chris Davis. God, that dude. He's still. Oh, my gosh. Let me look
up. Dude, he was hitting in the hundreds.
Let me look up.
Do you remember the guy that the Ban Perry chick was dating?
Yeah.
No, they married. She married him.
Oh, they married.
Then they divorced.
Yeah.
And
Archuleta. He was a catcher. J.P. Archuleta.
I mean, he disappeared as soon as they got married, right?
Well, yeah. Chris Davis. I mean, they probably still owe him $100-something million. That's where I feel bad for this dude. It's funny to make fun of him, but I actually feel bad for him.
I was eating brunch at the bar when he got his first hit in 40 games. Or was it more than that?
Good story, Coach.
No, but seriously, that's how it was memorable.
Do you, how does that happen where you just can't hit anymore?
I think a little bit you start getting in your own head and you play mind games, mental, and then you're pressing. So maybe your mechanics are off just a little bit on your swing.
Because you have the talent.
Right.
Obviously.
And something is off, and just that little thing that's off causes you to miss the ball. And sometimes you hit the ball hard, but it just goes right to – I mean, you hit it right at them. The shift is another thing because you don't know how to hit the opposite way.
And in basketball, you can go up for a slam dunk. That builds your confidence.
Yes.
That's 100%.
You see the ball – hey, they always say – it's always good to see the ball go through the hoop if it's a free throw or a dunk.
There's no slam dunk when you're hitting the baseball.
Yeah, good point.
You've got to – you get three
– a bunt.
In baseball, you get four shots at a three-pointer, four shots a game, and that's how you lose your confidence. If you miss all four, then all of a sudden you're Chris Davis.
That's weird that the shift affects their thinking. It's like, screw it. Who cares if they move? Just hit it.
Well, that's the problem is
– they can try to go opposite, like –
You've never done that.
You've never hit opposite. So that's why they're shifting.
Learn to control the bat and go opposite.
Coach, Schwarber will go opposite.
Coach, lay when that crap down going, the bunt.
When that crap's going 90 miles per hour, give me a break.
Coach, you don't think players know how to control the bat?
Sure, but it's not easy.
Well, it's not easy, but.
Well, yeah, that's why.
Love it when we talk baseball in the offseason.
Well,
it's always baseball.
Catchers and pitchers are about to report.
Hey! That's right.
And my question is.
Yeah.
Do we want to do a sore losers fantasy baseball league?
That would be fun. It's a lot, though. It's every day.
No, every day.
We would set it up where it's weekly lineups. You set your lineup once for the week, and that's it. So if someone gets injured, that's you're screwed. But
the way to do it is weekly.
Yes. Now, just think on it. I don't know. I don't even know if there's enough interest in the listening audience.
Weekly because there's some players will have four games.
There's
no
way
people.
Some pitchers will pitch two games. Some will pitch one. There's not going to be enough managers. I don't think it's going to be a good league, but I want to do it.
Okay.
I mean, if you guys do it, I'll do it. Obviously.
I just thought. I mean, I'm just.
I'm not
thinking
crazy
about it. I mean, I finally paid everybody from the Sore Losers Football League.
There was one dude who never hit him up.
The third place guy just disappeared.
What the
like,
hell?
I mean,
he must be rich.
Like,
what is wrong with people? How much did you owe him?
$700.
Coach, I'd be beating on your door for that money.
Coach, I would have been at your door holding your gun, your wife at gunpoint. Kidding.
Whoa,
dude, she's pregnant.
Serious? Hey, man. Hey, you always say you never know someone.
I thought we were going to the nth degree about how serious
Damn,
that was.
Dude.
Hey,
you said you'd go to his house.
I would bang on his door, Coach. I wouldn't stick a gun to his wife's head.
Wow, why you gotta bring my wife into it? My wife have to do with the fantasy league?
I grab baby box and put a gun to his
head. We were amping it up.
Wow, this just got awkward, dude.
Dang, but dude.
He finally.
I don't know if I want you in the baseball league.
I'd kidnap your family. Okay.
I'd set your house on fire while you're taking a nap. What the?
Oh, man, for $700.
All right.
Hey, dude. Like, I get showing up at my house, but bringing the gun and all that.
Whoa.
Bring the gasoline. All right. Ooh.
Jeez. So we talking Pro Bowl or what?
No, I'm not talking about the stupid-ass Pro Bowl.
Okay,
like, I don't even know who played in the Pro Bowl.
Hey, the Titans played. Henry played.
Great.
You all said he wouldn't.
I didn't know if he... I said,
did say that.
Did Lamar Jackson play?
He played.
Who was MVP?
I don't know. Coach.
They had one dumbass competition where not even quarterbacks were
you're talking about the skills competition?
Yeah, we're in an accuracy competition. It wasn't even a quarterback. It was freaking Dalvin Cook. It was... Devontae Adams in a throwing competition.
Well, most of those guys probably played quarterback because they were the best athlete, but I don't know.
The quarterbacks.
I mean, I have no idea.
We done.
Yeah, I think we're done.
What are you looking at?
Oh, just, I was looking up something about the XFL.
Oh. Just looking for a random topic at the end of the podcast?
No, I was listening to their theme music yesterday, and I forgot to. But it's not a big deal.
What's the NFL's theme music? No, that's Fox. That's Fox.
Oh,
Coach, every network has a different.
I didn't even think about that.
ESPN is what Monday Night Football.
Yeah.
But we'll be back Thursday. We'll get into the Super Bowl.
Oh, we're going to dig real deep for the Super Bowl because there's money to be made.
Yeah, let's get excited, man. Super Bowl.
Well, I know. It's just been hard.
I think it's just the teams aren't in it.
No, I'm so excited about the matchup.
Excited that the Titans were in it.
Me too. The Cowboys were in it. It'd be great.
But Ray and I are hosting a watch party at FGL House for the Super Bowl.
Whoa, what about me?
Yeah, you said no.
Yeah, I decided to watch it with my family.
Yeah, that's smart.
Coach, it's going to be an absolute blast. We're expecting thousands.
FGL House on Sunday.
Like sold out?
Yeah.
You doing bottle service?
You can buy tables. Coach, you want a table for the family?
I bring all the juniors.
That would be awesome.
Kids are allowed.
They are.
Were there kids there last time?
Coach, I was spitting on the mic, and my chick's like, no swearing. There's kids here.
Oh, okay.
I realized that after the fact, after I said the S word.
Damn, Coach.
Coach, I told you I said, Kansas City? Well, I don't give an S about Kansas City.
Oh, yeah.
My chick looks at me. There's kids here.
And you know they went home and be like, all right, good night, Mom. Hey, P.S. I don't give a okay. That guy from the bar.
Did you guys do your homework tonight before bed? I don't give a
Okay, where'd you learn that from?
Right from the Sore Losers.
Hey, Mom, I don't give a about Kansas City.
You sound like Nokia teeth. It's nothing finer
than a man to say with this your 49er.
There's nothing finer than being a 49er. We'll have him on Friday.
We are going to
Coach, get him on early because we're going to have to talk about some stuff. That way we can wrap him up. Coach, we can't do a two-hour podcast.
Coach, I tried to wrap him. We clapped him that last time, and he kept going.
And it's funny.
I was in the parking lot of a Piggly Wiggly, and that's when I met the 49er.
Oh, he goes, guys.
And that could only happen in Oregon.
I was in Oregon. What? I
thought you How did you get Texas? To Oregon?
No, here's the – there's so much more to that story.
Oh, well, bring him on.
No, why don't you just tell it?
The 49er guy that he met in the parking lot? Of the Piggly Wiggly
and
or whatever.
He said to come back
and
visit
him. Yeah,
he
had a flag.
Yeah, and he said, I'm going to buy you dinner or whatever.
Yeah.
So, No Teeth Keith, I was like, did you get his number? He goes, no, kid. I didn't get his number. But I went back up there the next day, and there he was. And he bought me breakfast. We sat and had a meal.
What
and talked
the...
about the...
What the hell?
And we talked about the 49ers.
And he kept saying, there's nothing finer than being a 49er. Coach, what's him and Batter's Box like together when they're watching the 49ers?
Keith paces the whole time.
Oh, I would imagine that.
Come on, kid. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Coach, is
yes,
he calling the plays over there?
Yes, sir.
Like when they do something good? Yeah. Are you kidding me? Look at 85. Give it to the best tight end in the game, George Kittle. Kittle's up. God dang it, kid. Like, what are they doing? Hey. Garoppolo.
And then what's Batter's Box doing?
Oh, he's cussing.
He does.
Yeah.
Hey, he goes, Keith goes, freaking, Richard Sherman didn't play. Keith, he was in the game.
He thought he played the
whole game. Hey. Richard Sherman doesn't care about the team. He played the whole game.
The best part of him is, 4 years ago, kid, I would never want Richard Sherman on my team. Just what he does out there. Oh, I love Richard Sherman. Now.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, Sherman. Let's get a Super Bowl ring, kid. Hey, Gordon Hayward, I didn't give Kobe anything for free in the finale.
I didn't step
in the lane on purpose.
There you go.
And Antonio Brown, ankle monitor gone, house arrest lifted, and Allen Iverson had a backpack with $500,000 of jewelry stolen.
Attaboy.
All right.
You can take – wait. Coach, did Gordon Hayward say that? Today?
Yep.
Yeah.
So Mike Tirico is trying to get deep on something that was awesome.
But
not true.
But like Gordon. Can't you just not say anything?
Who's he playing with, Eddie?
Yeah, right.
Can't you just
shut up.
Just shut up.
Let us
Just take the compliment and be like, you know what? That's cool.
Whatever. Just
No need to shoot that down.
That's crazy that he did that. Dang,
I knew he didn't do it because it was a close game.
I kind of knew it too. Like, you feel that.
But we just wanted it to.
But he doesn't have to come on and be like, I did not give Kobe anything.
Yeah, that's a little weird now that you say it that way. It's like, dude, just like let it be.
Yeah.
Like, there's no need.
That's strange. Who does he play for now? Is it Denver?
He said, Kobe would have lost respect for me.
Boston.
If I did that.
Okay.
That makes it a little better.
What happened on that free throw was not intentional. Kobe would have lost respect for me if I gave him something for free.
Okay, that makes more sense. All right. And Boston.
Yeah, he's in Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
Boston.
Kobe.
All right. Everybody have a great day. We'll see you Thursday. We'll get hyped about the Super Bowl.
I'm pumped.
No, I am pumped about the teams. It's just been a weird week.
All right. So, goodbye, everyone.
Hey, hit us up. wearethesorelosers@gmail.com. And shout out. To all our lady listeners, we have a lot of lady listeners.
Packer girl.
Packer girl, but hold on. Someone sent me an email. She lives in Seguin. Her name is Marcia. Marcia. Marcia.
Just south of Austin.
She said, listen, I'm a huge fan. I listen all the time. And give a shout out to all the ladies that listen. So shout out to all the ladies listening.
Yeah.
And if y'all want to get those t-shirts, like I said, they work great as a t-shirt with the panties for bedtime. The Sore Losers t-shirts.
All right, we're out of here.